Very good all the way around. Well, again, for the benefit of Al and Scott, my name is Don Dog Ocean Nancy. I'm located in north central Tennessee, about 50 miles northwest of Nashville, right on the northern edge of the middle part of the state. Yeah, just a few miles from the Kentucky line. And I'm running a homebrew rig here. Mine uses old technology, though. I'm using tubes. One pair of triodes in Class C, a high-level plate modulating, with another pair of triode tubes in Class B. And running about 750 watts DC input to the final. And probably anywhere 400 or 500 watts output, anybody's guess. 3.1 amps on the RF ammeter, for whatever that's worth. And the receiver is a Collins 75A4. And okay, Steve, on your 75A4 or 75A3 that you swapped for the $20 SP600. I think you got a good deal on that, because I was never impressed by the stability of the SP600. I think they have a good audio section where they sound pretty good, but so they make a nice receiver for AM, but you're trying to copy CW or sideband, it's been my experience that they're not very stable. In fact, I think that's a problem with all Hammerland receivers, is the stability problem. It's just the way they design the main tuning capacitor, the way that whole assembly is designed. It's I think it's vulnerable to dimensional changes with temperature.